Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're listening to the This Life podcast with Dr. Drew Pinsky and me, Mike Catherwood.
That's right. We're doing it this time. So check it out. Thanks for listening.
You live.
You live indeed. This is another special This Life podcast. You live episode with Mike Catherwood, my co-host from Midday Live on KBC 790 AM.
Boom.
You can listen to us Monday through Friday there, noon to three. He's also, that's available at kbc.com. Also, this podcast available on iTunes, as is our Midday Live podcast, and the Dr. Drew and Adam and Dr. Drew podcast. Please check that all out. You can get it all at drdrew.com. And we are proudly supported by the RefillWise, RefillWise.com, Alliant University, Integrity Card. You'll hear more about them after the breaks. And you can find all the information at drdrew.com. We appreciate your support and the sponsors who support us. And we check them out very carefully before we include them in our little family here. Click on the banners at drdrew.com. Get acquainted with the products. Tell a friend, please, about these podcasts if you like them. We appreciate that very much. And so here we are yet again.
Yes, sir.
Doing another You Live podcast by popular demand. Lots of good calls on one of our previous podcasts.
Let me just say real quick, too, that Dave Navarro is like a delight. He's a real...
Always has been.
Delight to be around.
Yeah,
man.
Always has been. Good guy. But yeah, I've also seen him when he's in his disease, too. And like,
I can imagine.
Like many people when they're in it, they're not so great. But when he's sober, it's like that's the part. People go, how can you work with people? Like this, that, there it, you get that on the other side. Yeah.
Here's another thing. Let me just say this, that God is a mean man because everyone knows the person and the guys and gals who slather on every, you know, $900 an ounce cream on their face and then get surgery and eat nothing but sprouts and kale and bullshit so that they can look like everyone else. Dave Navarro spent two decades destroying his body. He looks 25 years old.
I told you the
and
devil.
Perfect.
He does.
The devil's in shape with him. That's our crack producer, my wife, Susan. And we are welcoming the program Amber Portwood. She is part of the original 16 and Pregnant OG Girls, Team Mom OG.
Hi.
You can also see her at Marriage Boot Camp, where a lot of crap went down, I guess, Amber. good to see you.
Good to see you.
Are you in Indiana? Where are you now?
I am back home, thank God. I was gone for a month straight, pretty much, doing Family Boot Camp, Reality Edition. And before that, I think I had 5 days off, and I was in New York for 6 days. Oof. For the Teen Mom OG reunion and things like that. So
wait a minute. I saw you before the boot camp at the OG reunion, right?
Yeah.
And then you went to boot camp, and we talked a little bit on the phone. You were freaked out, scared to death going in. How was it?
Oh, my God. Without trying to be horrible, it was horrible.
Oh. Uh-oh.
It was... I've never done a show like that. You know, I've did Teen Mom OG and I did the Teen Mom franchise for 10 years now. So being on a show like that was completely different. And I just, not to go against them, but it just felt really fake to me. Very not genuine in some ways. And I wanted to leave, I think, the first few days. Not because it was too hard for me. I mean, every drill, I mean, I did it like it was nothing, but... it just, you know, you have producers and directors coming up to you and like trying to talk in your ear to start things. And that's, you know, Dr. Drew, that's not me.
Yeah.
You know, you've worked with me for a while now. And I just kept telling them, listen, don't ever come to me again, trying to get me to start things with other people on the show. Cause I'm not going to do it.
It's important. I think that you bring that up. And I don't want to crap on this product or this show. I don't know these people, but their only responsibility whether they call themselves a reality show or it's a sitcom or it's CNN News. Their only responsibility is to make entertainment.
No,
it's
I disagree.
If they present the doctors were amazing.
Good. Okay, good.
Well, okay. No, but my point is like I can totally understand where Amber's coming from in that if you're going to sign on to do something that is quote unquote reality, they're at the when they sit down to do their job, the producers, they look at you as a cast member, and that's really unfair to a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
Do you, I think I told you. Go ahead, Amber.
No, I'm sorry. I feel like that there's so many different types of reality shows that it's very hard. It's very confusing for people who watch them to understand which ones are real. And I can only speak for myself, not even the whole franchise, but I can speak for me that what you see in my story on Teen Mom is real.
Something just happened. Oh, God. Something just happened to your computer. Oh, somebody's calling you.
Somebody's trying to call. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Stay Navarro.
And by the way, the people on Facebook, you can call and talk to us and Amber at 323-649-8268, 323-649-8268, and we will take your calls. And so just call on in. But
I love my fans. They better call in.
I think they will. You can tweet it out. I'm sure they will. Then.
Man, they definitely love you. They definitely love you. Well, Drew tweeted out that you were going to be talking to us today, and it was like, my Twitter feed just absolutely exploded with like the Portwood lovers and Amber fan number 69 or whatever. It was unbelievable. I mean, like, it was really quite heartwarming. But I mean, getting back to
be fair, Amber had her detractors early on. She used to take a lot of crap on social media.
Yeah, I remember when
I actually had to give my Facebook and my MySpace back in the day over to MTV. I went to the FBI because I was actually getting death threats and things like that. So today is a lot different, I could say.
I always wonder, are people that ill, or is that someone who just doesn't understand the weight of their actions by giving someone a death threat? Like someone they do not like from Teen Mom,
because most people just get angry and they'll talk crap and things like that, the usual like kind of trolls, but it's crazy, honestly, with some of the things that I've been through. But, today is better.
Have you worked or made any development in being able to deal with that? Because I can imagine, no matter how much you say, quote unquote, you get used to it, that can't be easy to deal with.
No, I think going through what I've been through so far in life without bringing everything up, I just don't give a shit anymore. Excuse my language. I don't give a crap anymore.
Well, let's bring
up. As much as I can. I'm still human, though. So sure. I do care sometimes.
Let's bring up a little bit about the stuff you've been through, if you don't mind. Because people forget how intense your arc, your story. Story is almost not a strong enough word. Your life has been.
Yeah.
Tell people that story about when you asked the judge to put you in prison and then what that experience was like.
Oh my gosh. The emotions, for one, were something I don't think anybody could ever understand. I was on fentanyl patches and I was eating them and chewing on them. And,
in the courtroom, went to the bathroom. In the courtroom,
because they can't detect it unless, I mean, it was just sitting in my cheek like 90% of the time. They can't detect it unless they lab it, which they barely do in a drug court.
Yep.
And I almost died a couple times. I know I did. I don't know how I woke up, I promise. And I just went to, I had one of my court dates for a drug court. I went in and I looked at the judge and I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm still using pretty much. And he looked at me and said, do you understand how much time you have? Because it was 5 years. I said, yes, of course I understand, but I either die, not see my child, or live a horrible life, staying an addict, or I actually go and get some help because I had already been to rehab and everything else and nothing was working. I was way too stubborn as an addict at that point, that I really needed to put myself in a position to where I couldn't get out of. So that's what I did.
And I actually went and visited her in the Indiana prison system, and they had a women's inpatient treatment program. It was a 3-year program, as I recall, and she ended up being a peer counselor in the program.
Yeah, really? I graduated and became head facilitator and I was teaching classes. I taught anger management, which is not going to show on Family Boot Camp, by the way.
I do recall a reunion where it sort of broke down a little bit.
But you know, some of those skills.
It's the way that I am, and this is going to be me forever. And I get that now, is that I can only handle so much hatred towards me, or can I say? I can't say that word. Crap talking.
Frankly,
to be very honest with you, and I'm not just saying this just to blow smoke, you receive a level of hatred and a level of
crap talking
that far outweighs what anyone should receive. I mean, I don't think the human brain was designed to get, you know, what teen moms get on social media. It's just you have a far a disproportionate amount of unhealthy crap shot your way every day.
Yeah.
And any way that you can figure out a way to deal with it is frankly impressive.
Mm. Right. It's just, you know, it's like everybody says, you just have to keep putting your finger on that block, you know, just keep blocking them. And it's hard though, because, you know, when you go out, even where I live, you know, I get judged because I live in an upscale kind of neighborhood. Now I do. And they even kind of judge me here. And it's sad because I just want to live my life and move forward and not be known as, which is going to be hard, but not be known as just the girl that went to prison or was the addict, because I'm really trying my hardest to move forward in my life and become, you know, a good mother figure for my child, and which I have.
Let's take some calls, Amber. Here, we've got stuff coming in now. It's, again, the number is 323-649-8268. Those of you out on YouTube or Facebook. This is Heather. Heather, go ahead.
Hi, Amber. I just want to first tell you, you've done such an awesome job, you know, in your recovery. It's amazing. And I was concerned about whether or not you are truly done with Matt, because from a viewer's opinion, you absolutely should be, and how you're planning to get his name off of half of the deed, and if you've actually come to a total amount by going back through the bank records to see actually how much he was able to, you know, take out of your account without you knowing.
Okay, Heather, I'm going to put you on hold, Heather, and let you listen to Amber's response. And Amber,
that's
two things I want to say. One is answer.
That's a fan.
Yeah, as a fan, and answer to the extent you can or feel comfortable, number one. And then number two, you some of the stuff came up on the reunion. I don't know if they aired that, all the stuff about the gambling and everything else.
Matt right now is actually in Las Vegas. He's living there. At this point of time, we are talking, but we're not talking in a sense to where we're getting back together. We argue too much. We are not living together. We haven't lived together in over probably now almost 2 months. I broke up with him before we went on Family Boot Camp. I personally am just trying to better myself in a situation that really put me down, in a situation that I just kind of lost myself, my independence as a woman, as a person, because I was too focused on Matt. So I'm trying to find me first before I even think about getting another relationship, general roles with Matt. But we still talk, of course, because love doesn't just shut off like that. That's not how it works. I just want him to be happy. And when it comes to the money situation, honestly, I'm not trying to go after him for anything, because I just want everything to be cordial and done, if that's the way it's going to be. He is a man. If he makes money and he wants to pay me back, then that's something on him. But as the type of woman I am, I have no I'd like to have my money back, but I'm good, you know.
I'd like him to give it back.
But I'm okay though. I'm doing good myself, and that's all that really matters.
How many? You know, at one of the reunions, I met a couple of his kids, and they seemed great. But did we ever square how many kids he actually has?
Altogether five.
So that was the number. That was the number that we've sort of known all along. So there's no lying around that, at least. Okay. I guess.
I mean, you never listen. I till the end. That's the number that was everybody settled at, pretty much, even the media. Hmm. Honestly, you get to a point where you're just done hearing things, and you start to not care in a relationship. And I think that's what started happening with me and him, is I started to not care anymore about the relationship like you should.
Right.
I kind of put a wall up so I wouldn't get hurt again, pretty much.
That's rough. We have to take a little break, Amber, so hold on here. We are going to be back with Amber Portwood from Team Mom OG. We're going to take a little break. Be right back. Hold on there, our callers. We will get to you. Again, the number is 323-649-8268. See you in a second. Help Months Go, I introduce you to RefillWise. It's a prescription saving card you can get right now on your phone for free. And I was thrilled to hear many of you did so. You signed up, and that some of you have saved as much as $150 at every pharmacy visit. We heard these stories, and we appreciate them. Now, if you already have your RefillWise card on your phone, remember, you can't save unless you use it. You got to use the card on your phone. Just open the message, show it to your pharmacist next time you get a prescription filled. It is as easy as that. Just say, what can you do with this? Because they'll decide for you what's the least expensive alternative. If you haven't done it yet, grab your phone and text Drew to the number 22822. Immediately, your RefillWise card will be sent to your screen. It's really fast. Just that's the word Drew, D-R-W, to a number 22822. And if you have an insurance, you might actually save more with the RefillWise card. And if you don't need the card today, chances are you know someone who's struggling with the high cost of medication, aren't we all now? Help them out by telling them about the RefillWise card. We appreciate that. Also excited to say that for every RefillWise user, every new user, they will donate $1 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation. That is a charity that's near and dear to my heart. And I want you to learn more about RefillWise. You can see if your medication could be covered. Just visit refillwise.com. Let's do it now. Start saving right now. Text Drew, that is Drew, to the number 22822. Message and data rates may apply. Well, one of the great parts about working in recovery is seeing former patients successfully move on. And I've had patients that have come up to me years later and shake my hand and say, you know what, sometimes people are kicked out of treatment. And many of these folks move on to become mental health professionals themselves. And of course, the field of psychology is vast. The need for competent practitioners is huge. If you're considering this rewarding career, I urge you to consider the California School of Professional Psychology at Alliant University. Now, I've known them for a long time at Alliant University. I've spoken at their past events. It was founded in 1969. It's boasts an alumni network of nearly 50,000 people worldwide. And Alliant has fostered many of today's mental health pioneers, authors, and advocates. CSPP at Alliant University hosts both on-ground and online programs in business psychology, marriage and family therapy, clinical counseling. They also offer APA-accredited doctoral programs in clinical psychology that can allow for specialization in child psychology, clinical forensic psychology, and integrated psychology. And the faculty is crazy. It's made up of leaders and historical figures like Abraham Maslow, Carl Rogers, Viktor Frankl, some of the true fathers of modern psychology. For more information, and I worked alongside of these students as well, by the way, in the clinical setting, as well as having lectured at the institution. So for more on the California School of Professional Psychology, CSPP, at Alliant, click the Alliant banner on our website or visit Alliant, Alliant.edu, Alliant.edu. And we're back. And Mike, you said John Lederman, our super fan.
Yep. I asked for some gay imagery of you and I, and he came through.
Okay. I'm now opening it up. Did he put it on? Yeah.
That's no, pretty, no. He was.
That does not go up. That's
he
pretty
was
crazy.
Was respectful enough to keep that private between
okay,
he,
you're
he
not
and
gonna
I.
put that up either, right?
Well, I mean, in my masturbatory, you know, fodder.
No, but I mean,
I am,
you're not gonna put on social media or anything.
No, I'm just gonna
okay,
keep it right there.
That's pretty insane stuff.
Going in my spank bank, unless all Amber right. wants me
wait,
to
send it to my wife.
Text it directly to her.
Send it to her.
Okay.
Yeah, send it to Susan. Amber Portwood, of course, is our guest. The number is 323-649-8268. You know, John Lederman, one sort of, if he's still listening on social media, on Facebook or YouTube, When I said he didn't sound like what I thought he was going to sound like, what I meant to say was I felt bad about it because it wasn't about his voice. He sounded so young.
Well, and
I thought he was a guy in his
40s. Nice.
Yeah.
The guy who constantly sits around making Photoshopped images of Drew and I doing horrible things, you'd think he'd be like, hey, what's up? He's always like, hey, hi, guys. How are you? I just love the show.
So, Amber, there's somebody who wants to call in and ask you questions about, I guess, being a teen mom. He has a daughter. Let's talk to Lance. Let's get to it. Lance?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Is this Amber?
Hi, hon.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm not too good. I also have a teen daughter who is pregnant and about to have a baby.
Mm. Okay.
And what's your question?
And I don't know how did that work out for you? Are you happy that you had a baby as a teen, or would you have rather waited?
Well, of course, as a teenager at that time, I would have rather waited. I wasn't ready. But, I feel like now, I'm 27 now. I've been doing this for about 10 years, watching my daughter grow. I'm in a different position than I was.
I can't believe she's 10.
A long time ago. I know, right?
Oh my God. How is she? Everything good?
She's doing amazing.
Yeah, I bet.
She's doing so good. I mean, she just straight A's. I mean, amazing little girl. Beautiful. Just blonde hair, blue eyes. I mean, but to get back to the question, what exactly do you need to know? I mean, it's hard. Yeah, it's going to be probably one of the hardest things she's ever done in her life. Mm. How old is she?
Well, I'm very concerned with her. She's only 18. She's 18,
okay,
and she had sex
with
these two black guys, and she's not sure who the daddy is, and I'm concerned.
The only thing
who's going to pay for these kids? Am I going to have to do that?
Well, she's 18, like you said. I moved out when I was 17. It's hard because there's a lot of single mothers out there, but she's got to find out who the father is by a DNA test, of course, and move forward with that. That's another situation. I've never been through a situation like that, but that's exactly what she needs to do when she has her child is make sure that she has a DNA test, make sure who the father is, and if they want to be in their life, which they should, then that would be great. However, I think she's old enough to take care of herself. I moved out when I was 16, so I can't. I was 18, though, when I had Leah. I was 17 when I got pregnant, 18 when I had Leah. And I worked way up until I was 6 months pregnant, So it's just she's got to work hard, and I hope she knows that. I hope she knows she's about to go through a journey.
Yeah, I mean, the journey is not easy.
But as a parent, I believe soulfully, wholeheartedly, that you should help as much as you can, but don't be what's the word I'm looking for, Dr. Drew?
Enabling.
Enabler.
Yeah.
Enabling her. Let her grow. Let her learn from her mistakes, but just make sure she's on the right track as a parent. And that's what I would do for my daughter if she was ever in a situation like that. When I was pregnant, I didn't really have that guidance. So I really hope that you you will help her, guide her in the right direction and help her out. Things.
Let's talk a little bit about teen pregnancy. Obviously on the shows, we always review the statistics about who's going to finish college and what the probability of another kid is and all this kind of stuff. There's lots of probability of difficulty with poverty. All these things are bad.
Absolutely.
Statistically. And I used to always ask you guys, well, do you know how babies are made? What were you thinking? This kind of stuff. In retrospect, what do you think a kid is thinking when they get a young woman, 16-year-old is thinking, who knows how to use a condom and knows how babies are made, lets that happen. What are they thinking, do you think? I think this is helpful
honestly,
for parents. Go ahead.
Honestly, when you're a teenager, Dr. Drew, your hormones are raging. So any teenager is going to find a place or somewhere to where they can do something if they want to. That's just the way it is. Parents think it's just the way that it is. I'm sorry, but you have to make sure, like what I'm going to do with Leah is you have to make sure that you're always on them, always making sure that you know, what they're doing at all times. And it's not a parent's fault if their child gets pregnant, because believe me, they're going to do it one way or the other. It's crazy. But if a situation happens, you've got to help as much as you can without enabling in a way. And a lot of girls that are pregnant, teenagers that are pregnant, don't get help from their parents. Some of them get kicked out. They have nowhere to go. They get in positions like this. And I really feel that the parents should not turn their backs on them and right. make sure that they're there 100%. Honestly,
but 100%, but not enable, not take over the care.
No,
of the
don't
child.
Enable, yeah, of yeah, course. And yeah. I could repeat that a million yeah. times. Don't enable, but always make sure that they're on the right track.
Yes,
and that's all I can really say.
Our number is 323-649.
Let them live their life.
8268. We're going to go out to Dana.
Just real quick, yeah. It would be similar to obviously not the same situation, but there's similarities to. When you have a kid that's a drug addict or a kid,
yes,
that's,
very much.
That, you know,
much so. I was
I don't
that.
Know what I'd do if my parents shamed me or turned their back on me.
Yeah,
right.
Did they pay for me to go get more drugs? Did they take me in and feed me while I went and got high? Of course not. But they definitely knew that they were emotionally supporting me through it when I needed it most, and that was invaluable. You know,
and to be fair, you broke him in early.
Yeah, that's...
I broke him in early.
Mike, but go ahead there.
That's great advice.
Dana, are you there?
Yes.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Hey. Okay, my question is for Amber, even touche for everything you said just now on them comments, because that's great. My comment for you, Amber, is I just want you to know that you have a lot of haters on social media and this and that, and they're dogging you and that. And I just want you to know that we don't really know exactly what's going on in your relationship, but we feel that love is blind. And when we see red flag after red flag after red flag, there's a lot of people that love you for you and care about you. And that we just want you to know,
that
not all of us are haters. We just want you to be sure what you're doing, think about what you're doing, and make sure he's the one.
And Dana, let me say, hang on, I'm going to help you both. Dana, hold on. Dana, 1 second. Is that one of the things, and Amber, you'll back me up on this, that people, and you've sort of alluded to it a little bit there, Dana, which is you're watching a reality show. You're watching a few minutes a week of Amber's life. You really don't get the full spectrum of what's going on there. And so don't mistake, you know, when somebody brings a crew and camera in and you get a few minutes, you're getting a piece of honesty.
You're getting the most entertaining nuggets.
You're getting a little piece of her life, but to think you really understand what's going on with her, that's a little bit of a mistake. I have, you know, I walk.
And
go ahead.
I'd
like to think, though,
something on TV in front of everybody, what
well,
is behind closed doors.
Here's what it is.
I want her to be happy.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Not to interrupt you, sweetheart, because all I got to say to you is sending love. Obviously, you've been I hear what you're saying, because there's been so many people that have had my back and really have been cautious about things. And I swear I have the best fans on this franchise. Be rude. They're amazing. They are very they're very involved in my life. However, you know, the one thing that I can say is the moments that were good between me and Matt were never showed really on the show. However, you could see all the red flags, like you were saying, and you got to understand love is blind. And I definitely was blinded by love with him, and I still do love him.
But that's what scares them, Amber. That's what scares your fans, that they're seeing, they're not blinded. They see the red flags. They're afraid you're not going to see it. So that's
and I don't. And I didn't. And I didn't at first. But so obviously in the beginning, from what she's talking about, probably is when I was always getting very angry over situations when people would say something about him. But,
oh, yeah.
I do understand now, though, hun. I do. It just takes time, you know. Not everything just clicks in your mind. It doesn't work like that
right,
in life.
Just
so it's just
you,
a lesson that
sorry,
I learned.
Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, and to take your time. You're in no rush. You are just a baby. You've got your time. You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Hey, Dana.
I'm 27. Am I still a baby?
Well, hold on. Let's find out a little bit about Dana first. Dana, how old are you? Where are you calling from? And I'm fascinated that you're a fan of the show. Go ahead.
I'm 49. My birthday's in 4 more days.
Happy birthday.
So, I mean, I've lived a life a lot. And I mean, I've been hurt a lot.
She's clearly calling from Canada.
I have been blinded by love. And I believe she loves him so much that sometimes men have a way to work their little ways back into your life, and then 3 or 4 months later, bam, it's another surprise.
I think everybody's worried about that. I think everybody's worried he's about to work his way back in my life. But you know what?
It's not that, because you are judge. You're judge of your life. All I want to tell you is make sure. And then it's like God's telling me to tell you to take your time. Do you for a minute. You've never actually done you. You need to do you for at least like a year and see where Amber is. Well, Amber wants.
She did in prison for a couple of years. She did.
Out of prison. When I got out of prison, actually, I was alone for a year and a half.
Yeah.
I was single for a year and a half, and I dated a couple times, but I never got in a relationship until Matthew. So I did live that life, and I'm living that life right now. I'm finding myself again, which was something that I really needed to do. And I know exactly what you're saying. But I want to tell you and everybody that the millions actually that think just like you're, that I am living my life. I'm alone. I'm trying to get my stuff in line. I'm just focusing on my businesses and trying to make sure that I'm good in the future. And, you know, so I don't want you guys to worry about it. And all I gotta say is, you know, I take all, you know, criticism, good and bad, and I'll listen to you. And I do understand what you're saying, though. I really do. You're not the first, obviously, to say it, and I know you know that if you follow me.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you hear a bit of that.
But I do. I love that people care enough to contact me and say things like this, because it just shows there's great people out there that really do care, in a sense, even if they don't know you. I'm the same way.
To that point, producer Susan, we can't see the Facebook comments. Or anybody's saying anything they want to talk to
all
about?
Positive.
Yeah.
Whoop. Is it really?
I can't hear Susan.
They're all very positive. You've grown so much and have overcome many obstacles. You're awesome and have definitely earned my respect.
Tell the name of
that's Allison Rivers. Yeah. And
thank you, Allison.
Continue and grow and be the amazing mom that you are. Dr. Drew, you're an awesome man. Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you.
Anyways, no,
huge penis. Huge penis.
I
don't want to know that. Don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
No, a few people are like, don't let him manipulate you. And, you know, they're giving you advice. But when you can go to the live feed and you can read all these comments, but they're all pretty positive. And I think there were a few naysayers, and then the crowd knocked them down. So.
Those are my fans. Listen, there it's an army, I swear. Like, if I on my social media, if anybody says anything before I block them, it's like there's an army. There was one person, they made up something called hashtag Amber's Army.
It sounds like Amber's Army.
And they do. They'll shut them down real quick, and I just block them afterwards if I'm not ranting one or
what you
two
should
times,
do,
like, which I have.
What you should do is if someone gives you shit, you should blast them out and call it an Amber Alert.
There it is. I'm not sure. But you know what?
Hashtag Amber Alert.
A lot of states don't have Amber Alerts like we do here in California.
Yeah. So people have no idea what I'm talking about then.
Amber, how are you with the other girls now? What's going on with everybody?
I am just fine with the other girls. I'm even fine with Farrah. Like, I have no... That stuff happened so long ago that I don't think people get how long ago it was, you know?
And the other thing they don't get is that you guys are, like, in this capsule together. You know what I mean? That no one knows what this is. This experience has been more than the four of you together, and so I've always
for
thought
a long time.
Yeah, I always thought it was important for you guys to stay connected. I've noticed that Kaylin's spending time with you guys too. You're getting still close with her.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's from the team.
Kaylin's been close. Kaylin's been close though. I mean, I like all of everybody on the Team Mom franchise. I really do. I just hope the best for them. I think the way that I think about everybody is different compared to probably a year or so ago. Today, I'm just I'm just kind of in the, I don't know if it's a mommy mode where I'm just like, I just want everybody to be happy. You know, even people who talk crap about me, I just want everybody to be happy and move forward and just be the woman that they're supposed to be.
Yeah, you seem great. How are you and Gary doing?
We're doing so good. I'm co-parenting good. I'm not going to be very good for reality television for after this.
No drama?
Because I'm not going to have as much drama. Oh, believe me, there's plenty of drama. I can't say that. I swear to God, it follows me, or I bring it upon myself. Uh-huh. I swear. Uh-huh. But I can say that me and Gary, though, we're very good. We're co-parenting amazingly. Me and Christina, his wife, is amazing. I can't wait for people to see the next season. I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but I did, so they'll get over it. but you know, I think getting older, I'm thinking differently than before, and I just don't care about the drama as much. But I still have my issues with people who talk a lot of crap.
Yeah, but I do think that, like you alluded to before, you said maybe I'm just in mommy mode. I think you're getting older. You're 27 years old. You realize even if I'm upset at this person for saying the things that they do and they don't even know me, that's a human being on the other end, and they have their own issues, and they have their own life, and they have their own struggles too. And that is just – that's another reason why, just in the same way that people can't hold you girls accountable for decisions you made when you were 16, 17 years old, people cannot – at all look down on a 18, 19-year-old girl on TV, on MTV, at the center of a ton of controversy. When I was 19, I flew off the handle for nonsense.
Yeah.
If I had millions of people trying to tell me how to live my life, I would be suicidal. Yeah. I don't, you know, so
I was.
Right, right. And understandably, people somehow – they say, well, we can cut her some slack because she was 17. But then they don't apply that to how you girls would react when you're at the center of like massive amounts of controversy on TV.
They treat you like a cartoon character or something. Yeah,
pretty much. Human. Pretty much. I mean, I don't think they understand the depth of what they're saying a lot. And it's a lot of young people, you know, because Teen Mom attracts a lot of young people as well. And it's a lesson learned, I think. On my end, to just when I see things like that, I have to just move forward. I did a couple rants on Instagram and things like that. I got a lot of crap for it, but it was real, and I just can't handle the pettiness anymore when it comes to people in the show. But other than that, I mean, I feel that the way that I react to certain situations is way different than before. And I do think it has something to do with me getting older and becoming the person that I am, you know, running my businesses and things like that. I just I've been more responsible for things. So I've just changed my mindset,
Susan,
on how I live.
Hang on. Susan's got something from Facebook.
We get a lot of emails and tweets about this. But somebody said, Danielle said, why don't you call her and the other teen moms out on their deplorable behavior and the drug use?
Who?
The VRC. I guess they were really complaining about drug use. Somebody was talking about Xanax and somebody was drinking.
Who?
No, you know what? They don't know what they're saying. So
I don't even know who that is.
No, I know
what
it is.
Follow
I
don't follow that bull crap they write about.
Let me tell you what it is. It was that it was stuff that we did address. For instance, we talked about when Matt offered, I forget who it was, somebody some Xanax. Remember that whole ordeal? That's what they're talking about. We addressed that, number one. Number two, they're freaking out about Ryan driving intoxicated. Nobody knew that was coming. And when they intervened quickly, as soon as that became apparent.
It shocked me.
Yeah.
I cried like – I don't think I've cried that hard.
And
and
people are getting treatment that's none of your business. That's up to that's all protected by HIPAA, and they're privileged information for their own health care. By
people are doing great.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing a lot of stuff that you don't hear about. You're here seeing little snippets of time, little ice picks in people's lives, and people freak out about it. They get mad at me for not being harsher on poor Farrah, who I feel bad when she gets.
She is a human being.
Yeah,
people,
I know.
Let me remind you.
I said it.
Yeah.
Did I not, Dr. Drew?
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, listen, she's a human being. Everybody deserves to be loved.
Yeah.
She was talking all that crap about me. I just want her to be happy. I don't think she is. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more of Amber Portwood.
We are proud to welcome a great new sponsor, Integrity Care Card. This is a service that was started by a recovering addict who actually was a patient of Bob's at one time. Integrity Care Card. It's a refillable debit card that lets you provide financial support to someone you love without the risk of misuse. It's a great idea. That's how it works. Simply sign up, deposit the funds onto the card, share it. Through your Integrity Care Card account, you can keep track of the spending habits and receive real-time spending alerts and block purchases from places like liquor stores, casinos, ATMs. People in recovery often need help making responsible choices with their money. So the Integrity Care Card is a fantastic way to offer support without denying them the independence they deserve. It's a great parenting technique. Come on now. It's better than cash, better than gift cards. This is a true debit card that can make a real difference in someone's life. I love this idea. So if you or someone you know is supporting a loved one in recovery or trying to structure your financial relationship with, say, a child or something, check out Integrity Care Card. Visit integritycarecard.us. Click the banner on doctor.com or call 888-216-4680, 888-216-4680, or integritycarecard.us. This is a great idea. It is a great idea. We're back. We're talking to Amber Portwood. Hey, Amber, one of the things that, by the way, our number here is 323-649-8268. If you want to talk to Amber, you get to talk directly to her, all of Amber's army. This is your big chance. You can actually, rather than just...
talk to me. Where are you guys?
Here comes somebody's got Alexis in just a second. But I want to ask this question, which is Gary one time early on, probably season two or something, he told me a lot of the stuff he went through in childhood. And I was really like sort of, wow, it was intense. And that never has come up. Is that something he just isn't comfortable talking about? Or do you know what I mean? Have you ever explored that with him or talked to him about that?
Yes. I know everything about what happened to him as a child, and he just, I don't think is comfortable.
Okay.
Yet.
That's fine. It's just that he gets a lot of crap too. And I thought, God, if people really understood who everyone is,
they don't know.
Yeah. They just don't know.
But he hasn't shared it. Yeah. And I think if he did share something, but I think it'd be very powerful
if he did. I really do. I think it would help.
I think it would be too, honestly. Yeah. I think people would look at him in a different light and understand him a little bit better in some things.
Yep. And how amazing he's doing, by the way. I think I can share this without divulging confidences, which is that he had told me that there was one person that sort of stuck with him and stood up for him and supported him. And it's a great example of how just one relationship with one adult over time can change the outcome for a kid. Gary's doing great, obviously, you know, and that he's doing great because of that one person hanging in with him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go talk to Alexis. Has a question for Amber. Alexis. Alexis. There you are.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi. I actually was just wondering how Leo was doing with the split up with you and Matt, because I know on the show you had said, you know, that she was really close to him and we saw that. So I was just wondering how she was doing with everything.
Actually, surprisingly, Leah has been doing great. She actually told Gary that she's enjoying her time just with her mom. So,
okay.
I think Leah missed that actually, but she still cares for Matt. However, she understands. She doesn't really know that we're 100% right now broken up.
Yeah.
But all she really cares about is being here with me and cuddling with Mama and doing stuff with me and. So that's where we're going to keep it at the moment. And I think she's very smart, you know, she's very smart. So
yeah.
I think she already knows, but I'm going to have that conversation with her. I am.
I bet she is enjoying, you know, the one-on-one time with you that she's getting.
She is. She really is. And you guys are going to be able to see that now, you know, the one-on-one time with just me and her that I'm excited for people to see, because it's funny how how she acts when it's just me and her. It's, I mean, it's just my mini me, you know, it's nothing but love. So,
thanks, Alexis.
Yeah, thank you for your call.
Well, I'm glad she's doing okay.
Well, we appreciate the call, Alexis. Thank you. Are you guys filming now?
We are filming now. We really are. Yeah. We've got a, this is one of our longest seasons yet, Dr. Drew. It's going to be pretty hardcore.
Why is it long? And B, explain to people how you do this filming.
I can't say.
You can't say how you, okay, explain how you do the filming so people understand when you and I say that you're only seeing, you know, ice picks of someone's life. It's not like cameras are running 24/7. They're showing you the highlights.
I mean, it's six. Usually for a regular season for us, it's 6 to 7 months of filming. But for what we're about to do, it's going to be, I'd say 9 at the least, 9 months of filming. We probably get a few days in between, unless something's really going on that we need more time. And they're very good with that. A few days in between just to relax, and then we're back up to our days of filming and emotions and bringing up all of the stuff that just, you know, makes us so happy to talk about.
How many days a week do the cameras show up?
What?
How often do the cameras show up? Yeah, like every, is it like four days every 2 weeks?
Every week, every few days. Now, this season, it's going to be every few days, honestly, for this season. It's a pretty long season.
I think Morgan told me what he was going to do, and I forgot what it is that you guys are up to, but I remember thinking it sounded interesting. All right. Well, listen, Amber, as always, a privilege to talk to you. BeForeverHote.com is the line.
BeForeverHote.
Hote in the Midwestern lexicon, Haute. It's a line of makeup and clothing. Tell people about it before we go.
This is my baby, and it's doing amazing. I have sizes small all the way up to 4X because I've been every size, I swear. And I also have my makeup line, Forever Hope makeup line, that's paraben-free, vegan. It's amazing quality. I wear it myself. And it's doing amazing. I hope all women can go on there and find something beautiful for themselves. I know it's really hard. And, you know, I'm running my businesses on the side, and I'm just trying to keep myself busy going through this crazy life. So you can watch me on Teen Mom OG and see where my journey's going.
And the boot camp, the marriage boot camp, is that going to air soon, or is that out there?
Yeah, marriage boot camp. We just got done filming that not too long ago. That should be out. They told me fall, but they're not quite sure yet.
Okay, you can follow Instagram.
But I don't want people. I don't want people watching that too much because I look crazy on there.
Okay,
yeah. I'm too angry. Okay. I'm too angry on there.
Okay, at Real Amber Portland. Portland one. At Real Amber Portland one is your Instagram. Is that true?
No, Real Amber L Portwood one __.
Wait. Do it again. Real Amber.
Real Amber L Portwood. __.
Okay, and then the at Amber Portwood official on Facebook and at Amber L Portwood.
It's verified.
At Amber L Portwood on Twitter.
Just Google her.
Yeah, Google her. That's all. So
you'll find
just
her.
Just Google it, guys.
All right, Amber. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Mike, thank you, Amber.
Yeah, it's. Did your wife watch or?
I dabble.
Yeah.
I dabble.
It's in the lexicon. There's no way to avoid it.
Yeah,
it's in
that's
in
for damn sure.
Culture.
You know what? One thing I will say is that is there any way to get alongside people like Dr. Drew I remember when he came back from visiting you in jail, almost immediately he was so enthusiastic about the quality of recovery in your
jail in Indiana,
and how it so greatly varies.
I said, God, California blows. It sucks here compared to what Indiana offers its citizens. And the program, not only the prison itself, the staff, the program was phenomenal.
I just think that, you know, in this country, if we're going to talk about the prison system being redemptive and not just a place to dump people when they make mistakes, then recovery has to be right at the top of the things that people need in jail. And it's so great to hear that you had a great experience and that you've been open about how it helped save your life. I would hope that there would be a movement.
And that was Mike Pence. I think, right? Wasn't he your governor?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. He funded it. He got it funded. That's and, something. You know, a lot of people don't like Mike Pence, but however, it changed my life.
He also had one of the biggest needle exchange programs. I forget all the HIV interventions he did, but he was
and
very
I believe in that. I'm
substance.
Sorry, a lot of people don't, but I believe it.
No, it works. He sort of turned a train around there in Indiana where they had one of the highest HIV rates. These horrible outbreaks and things, and he had all this intervention and needle exchanges and whatnot, and took care of it. Took care of business. Yeah. Anyway, so
that is true.
Amber, again, we'll look for you at all those places I've already said. Those of you on Facebook, hang on. We're not done yet. YouTube as well. And Mike, thanks for doing another podcast.
Here. Oh, yes. Let's wrap the Amber, honestly, thank you so much again for joining us. And Facebook
thank
Live
you,
followers.
Guys.
Facebook Live followers, stick around for another podcast live with the funny, the beautiful, amazing legs on this woman. Not enough people know. Heather McDonald for Juicy Scoop. Back in 5 minutes to take all your calls. Hashtag you live.
Remember, you can find all these podcasts at drdrew.com. The Dr. Drew podcast, the This Life podcast, and the Adam and Drew podcast, which is available 5 days a week. Find them all on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Subscribe and get it first. And if you're really happy, click on the Amazon banner at drdrew.com to help support the show. We'll thank you for it. If you join the email list via drdrew.com/contact, we'll send you a weekly infusion newsletter with Dr. Drew's news. We're so grateful when you get in touch. We read all your emails and we'll bring you the subject matter you want to hear about.
You live.